Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I listened to a program recently entitled Marijuana and Dumbing Down. Today my subject will be that topic. According to Fox News and a reputable physician who said that pot is addictive and lasts for weeks in the human body, Dr. Colbert appeared on Fox and said that pot leads to dumbing down. In the most recent issue of the Elks magazine, I read an interesting article about the Elks Drug Awareness Program. According to this magazine, in Kingman, Arizona, lodge members of that Elks Club, along with members of the local Kiwanis Club, provided a total of 1,500 hot dogs and beverages to participants in the 7th annual Walk Away from Drugs event. They've provided drug awareness coloring books and pamphlets to children and parents. In Bullhead City, Arizona, lodge members staffed a booth at local parks and passed out drug awareness materials to about 150 people. Similarly, in Green Valley, Arizona, lodge members distributed programs to about 1,500 students at the Continental Elementary School. They did something interesting and had a fatal vision goggles, which assimilates the effect of inebriation. Also, in Lake Havasu, a Sioux City, Arizona, as well as Sun City, Elk members staffed many blows at various community functions informing young people about the effects of drug use. In Lodi, California, Elks member staffed the booth and gave out to children balloons and a bag full of drug awareness materials. The Elks Club have done this time and time again in Elk Grove, California, Hanford, Los Banos, and Walnut Creek, as well as Vista. Dr. Michael Badden just reported recently that marijuana today is much more potent than it was 10 years ago, and the pot drivers arrested have tripled over that same period. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think it's important to inform our young people about the dangerous effects of using drugs, including marijuana? Just think about those two states, Washington and Colorado, who will be dumbing down. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.